You're listening to an African Elements top news story for May 27, 2026. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. How Africa plans to escape the global credit trap. On May 26, 2026, the 61st African Development Bank Group annual meetings commenced in Brazzaville, Republic of Congo. The global financial landscape was highly constrained due to tight capital and shrinking international aid. Against this challenging backdrop, Ambassador Selma Malika Haddadi formally represented the African Union Commission. She delivered a powerful message about the economic future of the continent. She reaffirmed the commitment of Africa to building a financially sovereign continent. At the very core of this vision is the operationalization of the Africa Credit Rating Agency, or AFCRA. This new agency will release its first ratings in June 2026. It is headquartered in the Republic of Mauritius, a nation chosen for its strong financial ecosystem and governance. For decades, global credit assessments have been controlled by foreign institutions. African leaders have argued that these foreign ratings contain systemic bias. The launch of AFCRA is a concrete step to correct this imbalance. It represents a long-term campaign by African policymakers to take back control of their economic narratives. By establishing its own rating systems, Africa is asserting its financial independence. To understand why AFCRA is necessary, one must look at the history of global credit ratings. For decades, three international credit rating agencies have dominated the market. These agencies are Moody's, S&P Global, and Fitch Ratings, collectively known as the Big Three. Headquartered in New York and London, they control about 95% of the global credit rating business. Their methodologies were developed for advanced, highly liquid Western financial markets. Because of this focus, traditional models do not fit the economic realities of developing nations. The first African country to receive a sovereign rating was South Africa in 1994. Between 2002 and 2006, collaborative efforts by S&P and the United Nations Development Program helped expand rating coverage. Rated nations on the continent grew from 10 to 22 during this period. Today, 32 of the 54 African nations hold a sovereign rating, WERSIC. However, the way these ratings are determined remains highly problematic. Global rating models heavily emphasize long-term historical data and short-term fiscal deficits. They penalize governments that make public investments in long-term infrastructure, health, and education. These investments are vital for future growth, but they are viewed negatively by Western risk models. Furthermore, African nations must work toward shedding colonial influences to chart their own path in global finance. Historically, the Big Three have had almost no physical presence on the continent. Fitch has no offices in Africa, while S&P and Moody's operate out of single offices in South Africa. This lack of local presence has led to a fly-in assessment culture that relies on remote data rather than deep local knowledge. The consequences of this credit monopoly are not solely theoretical. They translate into a heavy financial penalty known as the African Premium. In 2023, a landmark study was published by the United Nations Development Program and the African Peer Review Mechanism. The study calculated that subjective and biased risk assessments by the Big Three cost African countries $74.5 billion annually. This massive loss is the result of excess debt servicing costs and missed investment opportunities. The interest rates paid by African nations highlight this unfair penalty. In 2024, African nations paid an average interest rate of 9% on dollar-denominated sovereign bonds. In contrast, Latin American nations paid 6.5%, and emerging Asian economies paid even less at 4.7%. This interest rate disparity exists even when African nations show comparable or stronger fiscal metrics than their global peers. This systemic exclusion mirrors how historical promises of development fell short across the globe. Today, nearly 80% of rated African sovereigns are classified as speculative or high risk, which is also known as junk status. Historically, no African nation has ever managed to transition from junk status back to an investment-grade rating under the current international framework. This creates a structural trap that keeps borrowing costs high and limits public budgets. The establishment of AFCRA is the result of years of institutional work. The political momentum began in January 2017, at the 28th Ordinary Session of the African Union Assembly. Heads of state adopted a crucial decision that directed the African peer review mechanism to support member states in reforming credit rating practices. The survival of African communities has always relied on adaptation and strong institutional frameworks. Over the years, this technical work slowly built the foundation for a new continent-wide agency. In February 2025, during the 38th African Union Summit, Kenyan President William Ruto brought global attention to this struggle. He launched a sharp public critique of global rating agencies. President Ruto stated that global credit rating agencies have deliberately failed Africa by painting an unfair picture of its economies. He pointed out that a single-notch upgrade in credit ratings across the continent would unlock $15.5 billion in savings. Following this high-level political support, the African Peer Review Mechanism selected Mauritius to host AFCRA in September 2025. The island nation was chosen because of its strong regulatory framework, solid reputation for governance, and deep financial ecosystem. To understand why Africa is pursuing this agency, one must examine how sovereign credit ratings affect national borrowing. A sovereign credit rating is the financial equivalent of a credit score for an entire country. It evaluates the capacity of a national government to pay back its debt obligations on time. This rating signals the risk level of the investing environment of the country to international lenders. Lower credit ratings directly correspond to higher borrowing costs, while stronger ratings enable cheaper access to international capital. Currently, over 40% of African nations remain completely unrated by the Big Three. This unrated status leaves 20 governments completely invisible to standard global financial markets. Without a rating, these countries cannot issue standard eurobonds and must rely on highly expensive private commercial loans. To address this vulnerability, AFCRA will focus its initial phase on local currency debt. Fostering local currency bond markets reduces reliance on foreign currency debt. Dollar-denominated sovereign bonds expose emerging market governments to massive foreign exchange risk. When the local currency depreciates against the U.S. dollar, the cost of servicing foreign debt balloons. Borrowing in local currency eliminates this currency mismatch and helps keep capital working within the domestic financial ecosystems. The unfair power dynamics of global finance are also deeply embedded in the history of the Paris Club. Established in 1956, the Paris Club is an informal group of official bilateral creditors. It consists of 22 permanent member states, which are primarily wealthy Western nations such as France, the United States, and the United Kingdom. This group coordinates government-to-government debt treatments for developing countries. However, its operations have long been criticized as colonial and unbalanced. The negotiation process excludes the debtor nation from active deliberations, forcing them to accept terms decided behind closed doors. Furthermore, the Paris Club treats International Monetary Fund structural adjustment programs as a strict precondition for debt rescheduling. These programs often force developing nations to adopt severe austerity measures, harming social sectors like healthcare and education. In November 2025, the G20 Africa Expert Panel, chaired by former South African Finance Minister Trevor Manuel, released a major report. The report directly targeted biased risk perceptions and demanded that global rating agencies put their exact methodologies on the table. To counter the power of Western creditor cartels, the report proposed the creation of a borrower's club for global South nations. This platform would allow debtor nations to negotiate debt treatments collectively rather than individually, shifting the balance of power in global debt markets. AFCRA is not an isolated project. It is a central pillar of the new African Financial Architecture for Development, also known as NAFAD. Endorsed by the African Union, NAFAD aims to bridge the massive development financing gap of Africa, which stands at $400 billion annually. This initiative is being championed under the leadership of the African Development Bank Group and its president, Dr. Sidi Ould Tah. While the financing gap is large, the continent possesses immense untapped wealth. Africa holds an estimated $4 trillion in domestic pension and sovereign wealth funds. However, these resources are highly fragmented and often invested outside the continent. under NAFAD, and supported by the localized ratings of AFCRA, these funds can be pooled and leveraged to keep African capital working within the continent. The fight for economic justice relies on keeping resources within the community. Fostering domestic investment reduces reliance on volatile foreign aid and expensive international loans. Additionally, the African Union is making progress on the African Monetary Institute. This institute is designed to serve as the structural precursor to an African central bank, moving the continent closer to complete monetary unity. Despite the strong political support for AFCRA, the agency faces significant hurdles as it prepares for its June 2026 launch. Many global financial analysts are skeptical of a regional rating agency. They worry that an African agency will produce overly optimistic assessments to appease local governments. To build international credibility, AFCRA must prove its strict analytical independence and data integrity. The agency is designed to operate completely outside the political framework of the African Union. AFCRA is legally structured as an independent, private sector-led entity. It is owned and funded by private sector actors across the continent rather than national governments. This structure ensures that no sovereign entity has ownership stakes or direct control over rating decisions. While the African peer review mechanism provides technical support, a strict firewall exists to prevent political leaders from overseeing ratings. Rather than seeking to replace the global Big Three, the goal of AFCRA is to act as a highly credible peer. It will bring a more nuanced, region-specific perspective to African risk. By utilizing local data and understanding structural trends, AFCRA can help level the global financial playing field. Copyright, African Elements.